Welcome to Carlsbad Radio. I'm Frank Niemeyer. On Wednesday, May 25th, Congressman Steve Pearce held a telephone press conference with media members from across the state to talk about the battle between New Mexico legislators, cattle raisers, and other interested parties against the Forest Service over New Mexico water rights. Here's that press conference, edited for time.
When we first came to office, that was 14 years ago now, considering that we were out on sabbatical a couple of years. But we began work on a rancher's case, the Gosses, weed to Mexico, where Forest Service just kept fencing them off or telling them they couldn't get to the water. They own the spring, but 23 acres around the spring is owned by the Forest Service. So it's been kind of a continual state of disagreement for our full time. The Gosses have gone to court repeatedly to get to just have access to the water. Mm-hmm. The courts seem to have indicated that they have a right to move the water out of the spring across the 23 acres to where their cattle are. The Forest Service has responded by electrifying the fence, which keep the cattle out. On April 14th of this year, I was really pleased. 50 bipartisan state legislators, Democrats and Republicans, came together to write to Tom Blaine, the state engineer, asking that he intervene. They did not get an answer. It was bipartisan, it was bicameral, and it was about property rights. The Supreme Court has said that water are private property rights. And they are,
here's the thing,
by constitution, they are a state issue. So basically that letter from the state reps were asking the state engineer to terminate or to intervene the U.S. Forest Service activities. To the Forest Service side, they're saying they're simply implementing the law, which we continue to contend that this kind of blind implementation of laws without regard to the effect on livelihoods, the custom and culture, the ranching custom and culture of that area. They're required to look at those things, but they tend to enforce one piece of the law at the exclusion of the others. So on May 10th, we then followed up their letter with a letter to Mr. Blaine and requested that he intervene. Now, keep in mind that that New Mexico has recently filed suit on the Gold King mine spill for the damage that were caused. So I think that the governor understands that they have a right to intervene with federal agencies. So I was concerned that maybe she's not getting the information. Sometimes in these offices, you can just the information not penetrate. So on May 13th, we wrote to the governor requesting help. I still believe that when she's briefed about the issue, that she'll find that it's a big enough thing. Water in New Mexico is probably one of the biggest issues that there is. When you visualize that this is the calving season, so the cows, the ranchers are telling us that their cows can't get to water because of this electric fence. Now then it's up and down the entire kind of little tributary. So the ranchers are calling to say, look, when our cows can't get water, then our baby calves are starving. And so we are asking, why is it okay for elk to be permitted to get into the water, into this habitat for the jumping mouse? And why is it not okay for cattle to be in that same area? The science, I think, is very weak from the fish and wildlife perspective. The state engineer responded not to our letter, not to the state legislators, but he just made a generalized statement that he's not going to investigate, claims there's nothing he can do. He is the one in charge of the water for New Mexico. If you remember back to the days of Steve Reynolds, he just declared everything about water. And so to find someone so weak and with such a weak interpretation of his position, I would request that he take a look at history of Steve Reynolds, if nothing else, But also we're appealing to the governor's office to get involved, because I think once she is made aware of it, that she will absolutely see the implications for the state. And so we're just saying, please do what you can to protect the livelihoods and to protect these baby calves. Something has to start giving here. We just can't keep allowing the U.S. federal government to take away property rights without due process. And so let's, as a state, intervene the same way that they did on the Gold King mine spill and the damages that were caused there.
Congressman, this is Tom Reese in Ruidoso.
Regardless who goes into office here in January, is that going to change the attitude of the federal government regarding these issues?
It's very uncertain yet. We obviously are beginning to talk from the West and to the Trump team, us as Republicans. I'm not sure if any of the Democrats are talking into the Clinton team. But for us in the West, it has become a dominating issue. The Western Caucus here in Congress, I led that group for a couple of years. Cynthia Lummis is leading it now. And it becomes a major strife point. The rest of the states don't know what it's like to have 30 to 60%, in some cases 80 to 90% of your state owned by the federal government. You have no tax base, and everything is by agreement if you're going to graze or if you're going to do any activities. And it just seems like the federal government is intent on limiting our ability to make a living in the West, and that's the reason that this great friction is percolating right now across the Western states.
Janet?
With KENW, are you concerned? I understand your point about trying to get the state officials involved, but at the heart of this, ultimately, it's a federal issue. The United States Forest Service is who originally limited access to water rights in New Mexico. Are you concerned about the precedent this might set for the future? We've seen similar things happening around and in New Mexico. We've already got projects going on trying to think about the future of water in the state without things like this happening.
We've been almost in total conflict with the federal agencies since our first days in office. If you recall, several years ago on the Pecos River, they said because the irrigation district ever borrowed money to start with, that borrowing of money made all of the water belong and all of the assets of the irrigation district belong to the federal government. We intervened in that and pushed back, said no. When Governor Richardson was just leaving office, his state engineer went in and reversed many transfers of water rights where it looked like that the federal agencies had put undue pressure on the ranchers, and so you had this kind of blanket revocation of water rights, and we again encouraged that. The unsettling thing about trying to go to the federal government and to into the federal Congress to solve the problem is that water is basically a state issue. It's a state right. The state has the priority. The federal government has no standing in water. And so seeing these agencies, number one, take over water at alarming rates, and eventually we simply know they'll withhold it from either from anyone that they feel like is not approved from their point of view to use the water, be it oil and gas, be it agriculture, ranching, or whatever, the dairies would be under great pressure because many in the federal government say, well, we shouldn't have those. Those should be in a different country or whatever. This is our economy we're talking about, and so I believe that you've probably hit the issue as hard on the head as anyone, that our state must be the one to control the water. When the federal government tries to, eventually the big states will own all of the water of us smaller, poorer states.
The Forest Service says they're not trying to reduce the cattle count on in New Mexico, but turning off the water sounds like they are. Can you speculate? Can you comment on that? And secondly, in the oil patch, all alternate remediation suggestions seem to be successful. Different ways to solve the problem with the endangered species. Is anybody pursuing that here?
So on the second question, the alternate remediation, the extremists both in the government and in the environmental groups that, that intervene and interfere in our state policies declare that anything is not completely natural doesn't count. So absolutely, we suggested when the irrigation problems along the Rio Grande were brought up that they could easily establish holding ponds and holding pools, get the velocity of water that is required, and breed millions of the minnows. In fact, if you look at Dexter, New Mexico, they have a little lake there that breeds endangered species. But the extremists said, no, you got to take the water from the beneficial use that has been proved up and constitutionally granted to the agriculture users. You got to leave the flow in the river. It doesn't count. On the first, repeat the first question again.
Sure. The Forest Service says they're not trying to reduce the cattle count on, around these leases.
And Frank, this is the very frustrating thing about our government. They will look at you in a very pious fashion and say we're not trying to do it, while every action they're taking is doing exactly that. They say that the release of the wolf is not intended to harm the ranchers out in the West. But then they don't pay the ranchers when the wolves kill their cows. So we suggested at one point, why wouldn't we just go to DNA samples? If it's a wolf DNA, then let's pay for it. There was some reason that they couldn't do that and didn't want to do it. And so, again, back to the question of the frustration of the ranchers, they hear this kind of limp, meaningless words that we're not trying to do it, while everything they're doing is doing that. And so when you cut off the water, yes, they're going to reduce the number of cows that are there, because the ranchers are just going to end up having to sell out because you can't do anything. These fights, again, are the ones that consume most of our time. If you recall the 17 ranchers that got kicked off their allotments because the grass wasn't high enough over by Mountain Air, that was our office that intervened. We got New Mexico State to go look at it. The scientists said, wait, the grass is probably better than it's ever been. The Forest Service had to reinstate all 17 of those, but it should not take congressional action in order to have your basic, decent human rights. And so this is the deep frustration is coming from these words that are spoken and the pious looks from the agencies, while the exact opposite is happening. People's livelihoods are dissipating.
That was Congressman Steve Pierce, recorded on Wednesday morning. This is Carlsbad Radio.